WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and today we're diving deep into something that might sound a little counterintuitive at first. Negative visualization. Yeah, I know, it sounds like the opposite of all things positive and good vibes. But trust me, there's a reason this ancient Stoic practice has stuck around for centuries. It's not about dwelling on doom and gloom, it's actually about building resilience, appreciating what you have, and living life with more intention. Ever feel like you take your good fortune for granted? You know that feeling when everything's going smoothly and then bam. Something unexpected throws a wrench in the works. Negative visualization is all about preemptively preparing yourself for those curveballs so they don't hit you as hard. It's like having an inner safety net. It might sound a bit morbid at first, but hear me out. This practice isn't about wishing bad things on yourself or others. Think of it more like mentally running through scenarios where things don't go your way. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways from this powerful Stoic tool. First off, negative visualization helps us cultivate gratitude. By imagining losing what we have, we start to appreciate it even more. It's like that old saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Ever lost your phone and how utterly distraught you were until you found it? That feeling right there, that's gratitude in action. Negative visualization helps amplify that. Secondly, it builds resilience. By mentally rehearsing for setbacks, we become less likely to be thrown off course when they actually happen. It's like training for a marathon. The more you prepare, the stronger and more capable you become. Think about it. If someone constantly expects the worst, they are already emotionally prepared for disappointment. Thirdly, it helps us focus on what truly matters. When we imagine losing things that are important to us, we realize that some things are far more valuable than others. This clarity can help guide our decisions and priorities in life. It's like taking a step back from the daily hustle and asking ourselves, what truly brings me joy and fulfillment? Fourthly, negative visualization encourages self-reliance. By being prepared for unexpected challenges, we become less dependent on external factors for happiness and security. We learn to find strength within ourselves, rather than relying on others or circumstances to make us happy. It's like the empowering feeling of knowing you can handle anything life throws your way. And finally, it fosters a sense of equanimity. By acknowledging the impermanence of life and accepting that things will inevitably change, we learn to find peace amidst uncertainty. It's about letting go of attachment to specific outcomes and finding contentment in the present moment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're gearing up for an important presentation at work. You've poured your heart and soul into this project, practiced relentlessly, and feel confident in your abilities. But what if something goes wrong? What if you stumble over your words, lose your train of thought, or the audience doesn't seem engaged? Instead of letting those what-ifs paralyze you with anxiety, negative visualization can help you prepare for those potential pitfalls. Imagine yourself calmly navigating a challenging question from an audience member or gracefully recovering from a slight technical hiccup. By mentally rehearsing these scenarios beforehand, you build resilience and confidence, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got the tools to handle it with grace. So remember, negative visualization isn't about predicting doom and gloom. It's about preparing yourself for life's inevitable twists and turns so you can navigate them with strength, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. That's what we're all about here on Modern Stoicism, taking ancient wisdom and applying it to the challenges of today. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving for that virtuous life, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.